Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Go out, go to Brewers Outlet. Kick back in the patio. Kick back on the deck. Throw the AC on. Crack a cold one. You've earned it. Got through a hard week of work. Enjoy. And also soda. Plenty of soft drinks there. Great selection. I love how it's set up. I was in the store just a couple of weeks ago. Love how it's set up, how the ease with which you can find whatever you wish in there. Snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Grabbed myself a bag right at the register when I was going out. Pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend and do it tonight. Also, I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. This is a serious situation for the NFL to deal with. There's a lot of public relations and integrity issues they have to weed through in making a decision. On the flip side, this is also a talk show. We can have fun with it. It's not as serious for us.
And so far, we're doing pretty good, huh?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're living up to it. Now, I've already given my serious answer as to what I would do. To me, the report is, it gives you a roadmap that takes you to Brady. But again, it's like having a map that gets you. I'm going to speak in Johnstown tomorrow night. I can take a map and I can get to Johnstown. What I need my Garmin for is the last 2 miles. Little twists and turns to make sure I get there. What this report does, the Wells report, when it comes to Brady, gives you the map but doesn't give you the Garmin. That's what it is. But what it is definitive about is that he didn't cooperate fully. Now that part, there you go. I think that's the avenue for Roger Goodell. Me, heavy, heavy fine. And because the two equipment people worked for the Patriots, a first or second round draft pick for the club. Now, that's what I would do. Now, the calls that we've had have been a little bit different than that. I'd love to hear what, would you suspend him? Would you fine him? What would you do to the Patriots? I've heard everything from spin the wheel to having him donate half to the charity of his choice and half to the NFL on a fine, to the whole thing is ridiculous. Do you think they checked footballs during the Unitas era? Which they probably did not. 800-799-Look, and Walt Anderson and his crew, you're telling me they're off the hook? Really? Oh, I'm telling you, it's 19 years. We never lost track of the balls the first time. Oh, wow. Talk about luck. Did you really check all of them thoroughly before the game? Really? Really? You handled the footballs the entire first half. Every play, three officials handle the football. Every play. And you didn't notice?
Isn't that, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that supposed to be maybe part of their job?
It is a mundane part of the job. Mundane. And sometimes when you get into a routine and you're like, hey, everything's, here's a couple of hits, we're good.
I know that you've been to college volleyball matches. But have you ever noticed, have you ever watched close enough that when the officials come out to do the college volleyball match, the first thing they do is they take the three balls that are the game balls for the night and they break open their kit and they do whatever it is they do to those volleyballs, and they either inflate them to the right poundage, or they let a little air out if they're overinflated or whatever, and then they, mm-hmm. they're mucking ready to play.
Now, in basketball, normally at shoot-around, point guard picks out the ball he likes. Home team gets the choice. There have been times where I've seen officials say, give me another, have walked in and here's the ball. Bounced it, checked, you know, just hand, and I've seen them throw a basketball out. I say, give me another basketball off the rack. I've seen that happen. Not often. I mean, I've only seen it happen maybe a couple of times, but I've seen it happen. For the most part, it's here's the game ball. Okay, we're good. Let's play. 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565 is the number. What would you do? I make you commissioner for a day. You do not get the $40 million. You do not get 1/365th of it. Or in this leap year upcoming, 1/366th of it. You don't get that. I did have one. Who was it, Rick? That said, he said he'd at least take the perks.
It was, yes. And I kind of
wanted.
I kind of like the whole.
Bill wanted to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Tony just said the whole thing's absurd. 800-795-9565. What would you do? Which one did you like?
Well, I like the idea. I like the idea from Rick because, you know, he was making use of the corporate jet pretty well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a good idea.
Yeah, Rick actually was into the corporate jet thing. He loved that part. Now, he didn't say where he was going to take the corporate jet to.
No, he didn't.
I never did quite get where he wanted to take the corporate jet, but let's face it, if it's fueled up over Teterboro and set to go...
The possibilities are endless, yeah.
Absolutely. 800-795-9565. What would you do? I make you commissioner for a day. You're a Steeler fan. You're saying, you know, a one-game suspension is just fine.
As long as it's game one, right?
It's the opener, yeah. 800-795-9565. What would you do? Fine him? Suspend him? Fine and suspend him. What would you do to the Patriots as a club as well? 800-795-9565. I'd love to know what you'd do. So, you know, we're giving you power for a sliver here. We're giving you the power, not the $40 million, not 1/365th of it, but we're giving you some power. All right, so let's find out what they're thinking. All right, Shamokin Dam. Hi, Cindy, how are you? I've given you the power. What will you do with it?
Make the team cut the admission price of the tickets for a season in half. They cheated, and they cheated the fans, and so make them pay for it.
Did they cheat their fans? They cheat their fans. You can't do that, Cindy, because they have to give half to the league.
Well, then they won't have any. That'll be a lesson learned. It's just my suggestion.
It's an interesting suggestion, except Robert Kraft is found to be absolutely not guilty in this.
I don't know who that is. Sorry.
He's the owner of the team.
I see. Well, it's the whole captain of the ship theory, Steve, that applies in many other organizations, that the captain of the ship ultimately is responsible for the behavior of everybody below them.
That's a heavy burden to put on anybody, especially when you're talking about the captain of the ship and the equipment guys who are way down the ladder of the organization.
It's just a suggestion. Thanks.
I know. It's an interesting suggestion, but think about the pen. You know?
It broke up. I didn't hear
think about
you,
the Penn State. I said, think of the Penn State situation, if that's the theory.
I don't know what Penn State. Did we deflate the balls?
No, but we've gone through something here that's obviously serious.
Well, tell me that they didn't lose money because of this.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't follow the money, but there's certainly, when you watch the game, the stadium is certainly not full, and I'm assuming that means that there's less revenue. But yeah, this isn't, that's a college program, and this is professional people.
So
and
you
I
would
hold
you
professional
would,
people
you would make,
to a higher you, standard.
You would cut the revenue in half of the stadium tickets.
The tickets, right. They should make, the fans should pay half price. Thanks.
Okay. All right. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565 is the number. All right. So we have, these are the following suggestions we have so far. Cindy's was cut all the Patriots tickets in half. That way they lose revenue. Bill wants to spin the wheel every week as to whether Brady can play or not. Tony just thinks it's absurd. And Rick wants to fine Brady, but also wants to use the NFL corporate jet for a day.
But he doesn't want the money.
No, he just wants the corporate jet. I understand that. 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565. See, that's why I would fine Brady. Now, obviously, Brady and Gisele Bündchen. Remember the story about Woody Johnson, the NFL, the New York Jets owner?
Mm-hmm.
They fined him $100,000 for tampering on Darrell Revis. Basically saying before Revis was officially a free agent, he would love to have him back. I think essentially that's what he did. So they fined him $100,000. Do you want to know how hard-hitting that $100,000 fine was?
He probably had that in his pocket.
Woody Johnson, 2 weeks before the $100,000 fine, sold his Fifth Avenue apartment that he did not live in ever for $77 million.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 is like you and me looking at the cabbie and giving him a five.
Yep. That's a great way to put it.
Didn't exactly have the high impact.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Now, as for Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, no implication in this on him. Yeah, you know, and Cindy said, look, captain of the ship, hit him in the pocket. I think hitting them with a draft choice is bigger than hitting them in the wallet. Robert Kraft had enough money to build his own stadium. Gillette Stadium is not a public stadium. Gillette Stadium is owned by Robert Kraft because Robert Kraft built Gillette Stadium. The only thing Robert Kraft asked for when he built Gillette Stadium from the state, from the taxpayers, was $72 million for infrastructure. In other words, improve the road so people can get in and out of here for concerts and games. Other than that, he footed the bill for the rest of it. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Right? And by the way, I agree with Cindy on most, when it comes to a lot of this, hitting them in the wallet is the biggest part so often that you can do, in terms of hitting them in the wallet. This one here, the roadmap on this is a little more difficult. You read the report, and it takes you so far, but doesn't take you the final 2 miles. Terry in Lewisburg. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Wow, wonderful.
Hi, Terry.
How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for calling today.
Hey, I got a remark for this cheating game here. Cheating is cheating.
Okay.
You know, I think they should strip Super Bowl title from them. They don't deserve it. They shouldn't have been there in the first place if they were cheating. Look, they took the title from the Little Leaguers. They take titles from the Olympic stars all the time for cheating with steroids and stuff like that. Cheating is cheating. Take the title from them. They don't deserve it.
Okay.
That's my thought on it, you know?
Okay. So strip the Lombardi trophy, take it out of the trophy case.
That's right.
Okay.
I don't know what you do with it, but, you know, hey, cheating is cheating. You know what I mean? Like I said, they took it from the little leaguers. The team is, you know, you have one cheater. You know, it's the whole team that sacrifices it, you know? That's the way.
Okay, interesting. That's another interesting theory. Cindy says hit him in the wallet. You say take away the trophies. Okay.
That's right.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
800. Terry, thank you. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. I know the Bridget today is kind of chiming in and out just a little bit, so we apologize for that. 800-795-9565. So, on the list, this is the list that we have so far. Bill wants to spin the wheel every week to see if Brady plays or not. Tony just thinks the whole thing is absurd. Rick wants to fine him with half of it going to the NFL and half to the charity of Brady's choice. But he also wants the NFL corporate jet. Cindy wants the ticket prices at Gillette Stadium cut in half so the Patriots get half the home revenue that they were getting before to hit them in the wallet. And Terry says take away the Lombardi trophy. I think I've got everybody lined up here as to what they're doing.
I think you got them all in order, buddy.
And you would suspend him for a game.
I would, and I would fine him the maximum.
And fine him the maximum allowed by the NFLPA. All right. All right, more calls. Let's keep them rolling in here. So we've got some good ones. Every call's been a really good one today. Every one of them has been a really good one. I found them to be with plenty of depth, some funny, good senses of humor, and also serious at the same time. This has been fun to hear what you have to say. 800-795-9565 is the number. What would you do with Michigan's own Tom Brady? Spoke at Salem State last night and as expected, didn't really give any answer at all. 800-795-9565. All right, love to hear what you have to say about this and get your thoughts and comments. Next up on the line is Terry in Sunbury. Hi, Terry. How are you? Thank you for calling and for listening to the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So what's on your mind, my man?
Well, this is what's on my mind. I mean, this is getting to be a joke almost with this football stuff. I mean, you have a ball boy supposedly being, vanishing for a little while, and then footballs are underinflated and whatever. Well, to make a long story short, you know, when I was a kid and played sandlot football in the winter time, you know, sometimes we couldn't even find a pump to pump it up, you know, and it was hard to handle. But sometimes we played with a bath towel rolled up with tape around it, you know, and we still played the game. I mean, come on. This is going to be a joke. The bottom line is, if they cut the football open he was using and there was a cork inside of it, all right, that's another thing. If there were steroids inside of it, you know, that'd be another thing. But, you know, this whole thing, well, let's take an ounce of air, PSI. You know, there's not a pound of air in a football. It's PSI.
Right, and, right. It's pounds per square inch, yep.
Yeah, right. You know, so what? It's a little easier to handle, you know? I mean, and you might as well say, all right, these pros that use air helmets, they pump too much air into their head, you know, and they're playing better than they normally would. You know, come on, this is air for Christ's sake, and if it helps the game, you know, improve, man, that's the way to go, you know. But to spend millions of dollars over this and ruin a guy's reputation, that's just crazy, you know. Where's the phone come in and the texting and stuff, you know, what? I don't understand that.
Well,
that's just...
Right, yeah. He wouldn't do that. That's the part of the investigation they're saying he didn't cooperate with. He didn't want to turn over his personal phone. He didn't want to do that. And that's probably was on advice of his attorney and probably was on advice from the National Football League Players Association.
Well, yeah, I understand that, you know, and they do have rules and they have to go by them, but, you know, PSI, you know, this and that, you know, millions and millions of dollars ruin this pro's reputation and everything. I don't know. That's going beyond the beyonds in a way.
I think we need to bring in CSI to take a look at PSI.
There you go. And, hey, thank God he didn't, like, not cooperate in Baltimore.
Right, okay.
I meant that facetiously. I meant that facetiously.
I know you did. I know you did, yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Terry, thanks. All right, we head to the bottom of the hour. More calls at 800-795-9565. We've had nothing but great calls today. Great calls. Okay? Not good. Great. I've loved hearing from each and every one of you. It's been fun. More of them coming up. Bottom of the hour coming up. News. We'll take a break. Get into news at the bottom of the hour with Jennifer Wakeman here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection anywhere, laid out in such a way where it's so easy to find everything, plus there's plenty of help there. Soft drinks, snacks, they roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there, right at the register as you're about to exit. And the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend. And what a beautiful weekend it's going to be. Mother's Day weekend. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Mother's Day is Sunday. So whether it's your mom, your mother-in-law, grandmother, your wife, do something really special. They deserve it. I'm married to someone who is an incredible wife, a tremendous mother, a tremendous mom, carries this household. Unfortunately, I've lost my mom and I've lost my grandmothers, but it's a special weekend, and whatever you can do to make it wonderful, beautiful, easy, and special for special people around you, do it.
I heard
they
deserve it. I heard a thing the other day, Steve, a story. I don't know if you heard this or not. Somebody did a survey, and the average American will spend $173 on gifts and or taking their person out to eat for Mother's Day.
Okay.
$173 a person.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty nice.
No, that's a good number. That's a very good number. That's great. And say, for example, you don't have a lot of money, there are things that you can do. But Mother's Day is very, very special. Very, very special. So whatever you can do to make it special for them, to say thank you, I hope you find the time to do it, whether it's through gift or through time. All right, 800-795-9565. And we've been talking about what would you do to Tom Brady. And we have had calls. I mean, every call has been a slice of gold today. It's been great. You know what's interesting? Think about this. All the callers we've had a lot today, have all had something different. Have you noticed that?
I have. And they've all been, like you said before, excellent.
Hey, all different angles. You know, whether it, you know, from tickets to money to losing trophies to Bill wants to spin the wheel every week and see whether Brady plays or not. But it's been, but every single call has brought a different perspective to the table. I found that all of them fascinating, each one of them. 800-795-9565. So what would you do? Would you fine him? Would you suspend him? Would you fine and suspend him? And what would you do to the Patriots organization? Draft choices, organizational fine, what would you do? Now, Cindy's organizational fine was a bit different than everyone else's. She says they should force the Patriots to cut the ticket prices in half, which essentially would be the organizational fine. Now, that's a novel idea. 800-795-9565. What would you do?
I'm kind of leaning towards the spin the wheel and then borrow the corporate jet thing.
Oh, that's right. Rick wants the corporate jet. I forgot about that. Rick wants the corporate jet because I've made everybody that calls in the NFL commissioner for a day. Sans the $40 million salary. Sans the 1/365th of the $40 million salary. But I've at least given you the power for the day. Rick not only wants to fine Brady, with half going to the NFL charity and half to Brady's part of the charity, but Rick also wants the use of the Roger Goodell's corporate jet for a day. But we did not get into where he wanted to take it. 800-795-9565. What would you do? How would you handle the Brady situation? How would you do it? I've already said in looking at it, and I've compared it to, look, the Wells report gives you a roadmap, but as I've traveled to places, and I'm going to Johnstown to speak tomorrow night. Yeah, I was in Scranton on Tuesday night with Bob Shoup. And, of course, I was in Sealands Grove on Wednesday. And then tomorrow night I'm in Johnstown. I can go anywhere. I have no problem getting to a city. I've always had a great sense of direction, love traveling. But I need the Garmin to get me the last 2 miles. I'm now in the city or in the town. What turns do I make to get to the spot I need to be at? The Wells report is the roadmap that gets you to the town. The problem with the Wells report is that there's no Garmin to get you to the final 2 miles. So what can you go after Tom Brady for? Ah, the part that does have the Garmin. Lack of cooperation, which, by the way, is a major NFL sin. If you look at discipline handed down by Roger Goodell over the years, how often have you heard him cite lack of cooperation in the investigation? That's where they actually can logically do something with Tom Brady. And that's why I said, fine. Now, you may want to suspend him. If you do, that's fine. Give us a call, 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. And Cindy would hit him right in the pocketbook and say, look, Patriots have to cut their tickets in half.
that's hitting them pretty good.
Well, that would hit them. I mean, that would hit the organization hard if you cut all those tickets in half. I mean, we talk about fining the club. That's fining the club without, you know, hitting them greater than a fine.
Well, there's probably 70,000 people who can fit in Gillette Stadium, right?
Yeah, 65. 65 right. Is what it seats, I believe.
Okay, so that would mean that you're only getting the money for 32,500 tickets.
Right.
Wow.
That's a good point. And that was Cindy's suggestion. What is the average price of a Patriots ticket?
I don't know that.
That's why they created Google.
Yeah, really.
Patriots ticket prices. Let's just see. Let's just take a base price. I mean, let's just like try and do some easy numbers here, okay? Patriots ticket prices. These are StubHub. These are StubHub prices. 55. Okay. Parking passes. Oh, this is a lot. Cindy, you got to go after parking too. because parking's a free. 2015 Patriots season ticket package. This is on StubHub. $1,672. Okay, so you take $1,672, right?
Yes, that's $840 in round figures.
Yeah, so $840. Do that. We'll just take that. And this is a StubHub number, so I don't know if that's the. But we'll take the $840. Okay, times 32,500. You're saying, Steve, you can go faster than that, can't you? Yes.
I'm not saying anything. Did you notice that?
Okay. Cindy's fine. Cindy's fine. Would come out to $27,300,000.
Wow.
$27,300,000.
That's a lot of money.
She's a tough disciplinarian on the money thing.
I have an idea what they could do with the Lombardi Trophy if they take it from the Patriots. They could bring it to my house.
Yes, they could. It's just not going to happen.
I'm here for them if they need me. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Wow. $27,300,000. That would be her fine. Now, she would be making a statement, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a statement, all right.
Wow. I don't even think she realized it was that much, but it is. Good call, send it. Now that is hitting him in the pocketbook.
Yeah, I'll bet you next year or this coming season. They'll check every one of the game balls to make sure they're inflated properly.
Well, they're going to do that. What's going to happen is this. Part of the procedure is going to be is that once the officials get the game balls, they don't leave their site until they actually themselves bring them out onto the field in the bags. That's probably the procedure they're going to use. Instead of giving them to the respective equipment managers, they'll probably bring them out and then give them the ball bags. That's probably the change of procedure you're going to see. Bill Polian was on the rules committee. He said, look, we talked about it one day, slept on it, thought that the proposal in 2006 made sense. He said, we never envisioned this happening. He said, it never even crossed anyone's mind it would happen this way. 800-795-9565. What would you do to Tom Brady? What would you do? Would you fine him? Would you suspend him? Do you think it's absurd? Do you think they cheated? 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565. is the number. Love to hear what you would do. What would you do to Tom Brady? We've had all sorts of great suggestions today. We'll find out what yours is next at 800-795-9565 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Well, it was turn-in day for the brand-new 2016 Kia Sorento EX Turbo, but the good news is now you can find out what I've been talking about all this week. The comfortable leather seats, the great leather interior that's going to feel fantastic with the air conditioner running as you're taking the family to the beach, and plenty of room in the back with that power lift gate that you can use on the remote key entry, or you could use it at the driver's seat button or at the back. And then when you close it, press the button again. It slowly closes. Easy to get the luggage in and out, and groceries, too. Check it out at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Humbles Wharf now.
It's commencement weekend here at Penn State. You go by Beaver Stadium, and they're all taking pictures outside the stadium at the Pennsylvania State University sign there on the corner of Curtin and Park. All right, what would you do with Tom Brady? Short of a guillotine. John in Sunbury. Thanks for waiting, John, at 800-795-9565. It's great to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, I'm not sure I agree with your figuring on Sunday's fine. Why did you take half of the package price and then half of the attendance?
That's a good point. You're right. Why did I take that? So it's actually 50... It's $54,600,000. It's $54,600,000.
Yeah.
My goodness, now they can't pay anybody.
I'm cutting soybeans, and I just happened to hear you on the radio, and I thought, I'm going to call in.
Hey, John, I'm glad you did, because you're right. Why did I take half a season ticket and half the crowd? You're right. Ask me the full season ticket and half the crowd. You're right.
Okay, I enjoy your show.
I'll tell you right now, and I enjoy your soybeans.
Okay, good enough.
Thanks, man. He's right.
Yeah.
I took half the season ticket and half the crowd. John's right. I should have taken the full season ticket and half the crowd. So her fine's even worse.
Yeah,
$54,600,000. Wow. Remember I said they needed $72 million for infrastructure?
Yeah.
That's two-thirds of it.
We'll get those roads built by hook or by crook, right?
My goodness. Well, the state paid for that part. He paid for the rest of it. But
yeah.
John's right. He was probably sitting on the tractor saying, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. And he's right. It Yeah. What I did was I took half a season ticket and half the crowd when I should have taken the full season ticket at $1,672 and multiplied that times 32.5.
Yep.
Which means the fine would be, Cindy's fine would be $54,600,000. Because a ball was 11.5 PSI.
Yep. You never knew a pound of air was worth so much, did you?
I know. Okay. Right. Now, you go to the store and you'll buy beef at X per pound. So this would be $54,600,000 per PSI per pound. Oh, my goodness. John's right. Hey, John, thanks for listening to the show every day. I appreciate that. And thanks for picking up on that, because the second he said it, I thought to myself, yes, he's right. At that moment, I was a mathematical bozo.
You know, it's a good thing nobody ever pointed out that any of us were math majors.
Oh. The funny thing is that I'll do stats on the air, you know, whether, when I'm doing a game, and you know, and I'll crank out sometimes like yards per whatever, points per whatever, and I'll actually do that off the top of my head. This time I used a calculator. I just used the wrong figures.
Yeah, look where it got you.
Yeah. Oh, man. I always kid Girardi all the time about his Maryland math education. This time he can kid me about my Penn State math education. Thanks, John. He's right. When I did the numbers, it was a swing and a miss. Cindy's fine is actually far more biting. $54,600,000 for Robert Kraft. I mean, think of that. That means they get, what, $109 million from ticket sales?
That's a nice little
wow
sum of money.
Yeah, tell me about it. Because I took the season ticket price. That's why that includes all the games.
And you would assume that probably the majority of their tickets are of the season ticket type.
Yes. I mean, I went through on StubHub, you know, to do these numbers. And on StubHub, there's some games have 3,000 tickets left. Some have 1,500. Game like the Steelers only has a few hundred, so they're almost all sold out. $54,600,000 fine. Could you imagine the NFL announcing that?
No.
We're going to fine the Patriots one half of their gate receipts for the season. $54,600,000. You better believe that every single football in the NFL, oh, please, come on, baby. I know it's 5 below 0. I know it's 5 below 0, but please, please do not fall below 12.5.
Yeah.
Yet there's the flip side to this. Aaron Rodgers, for example, has openly said he likes to have the balls inflated to the max. If they're overinflated, they're overinflated. Andrew Luck's right in the middle. He wanted his footballs at 13. Which is the middle number. Oh, well. A, I'm glad I'm not the one making this decision. B, we could talk about our solutions, but this was a fun 2 hours today.
and C, I'm glad Cindy's not making the real decision.
Well, no. Robert Kraft is no. I think Cindy's decision's fine. All right, because I thought it was how about this? Cindy's solution is an innovative solution that hits them right in the pocketbook. The person that is glad she's not making the decision is Robert Kraft.
Yep, you're right.
The owner of the Patriots. That was a fun 2 hours. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you did.
I did.
Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Mother's Day is going to be Sunday. Moms are treasures. Grandmothers are treasures. Great-grandmothers are treasures. Daughters who provide you grandchildren are treasures. Daughters are treasures. But because it's Mother's Day, that's why I mentioned daughters who provide grandchildren. Enjoy it.